So I'll put the study online.
Shabbat shalom to everybody. Today, here we are in one of Messiah congregation. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading today. It's a short reading. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, Creator of everything, we thank and praise you for the blood of Yeshua that forgives us for any ignorant sins. And we thank you, Father, we don't sin presumptuously. And I thank you for teaching us all these lessons over these 22 years, Father. And we would like to share them with more people. And we've shared them with the people that are here today, and we want to share them with more people. May you bless this reading today. May you bless everyone here. Help us in our lives. Heal everyone. Strengthen everyone and be with everyone in Yeshua's name. And I thank you again for the blood of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. Well, let me put on my blue blocker glasses, and I'll read this to you. One of Messiah congregation. Kahacha b'Mashiach. We're in Franklin today. There's the website. There's the email if you need to talk to us. There's my phone number if you need to call me up. Let's see. Today, we're still using the Gregorian calendar from the 1500s. So many hundreds of years later. And it used to be the 10th month, you know. But today, it is the 12th month, right? So even that's all mixed up. That's crazy. Anyway, today's 12, December the 2nd, 2023. And Yehovah has his own calendar, which never changes. We're in the month of Kislev, the ninth month of God, and it's the 17th day. Kislev, okay. Today's topic is very simple. It's called One God. And to me, it seems like the second part of last week's study when I did One of Messiah congregation. I don't know if you have that. You could look at it, but it seems like it's a part two. Because the Bible says we're supposed to have one heart, one mind, one spirit, one accord, one mouth praising God, singleness of heart, be like-minded, supposed to be together in everything, the same in everything, mind, spirit. And there are many verses with these words above. Here are just a few. If you'd like to get there, you just go to my site and you can look at it while I'm reading it. I'll wait for you to get on there. Okay. Let's see. So this is not a long study today. It's pretty short. One mind verses. Paul tells the Romans that you may be one mind, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. And that's what we do. We glorify God with one mind and one mouth. Paul told the Corinthians, finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Amen. We want the God of love and peace to be with us, don't I? I'm sure everybody agrees with that. So, but we have to all be of one mind. And at this moment in time, there's only, three, four, five of us left in the congregation, and we're all of one mind. Paul told the Philippians, he said, only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Messiah, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you may stand fast in one spirit, in one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. So again, if anyone feels anything different or what I'm saying is wrong, you better come and tell me. Otherwise, that would be called a deceiver and a liar, right? But at this moment in time, the five of us we all believe the same thing, right? If there's anything you disagree with, let us know. We're not afraid to talk about it. Paul told the Philippians again, fulfill you my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. So like-minded, same love, same accord, one of one mind. This seems to be a central theme through the Bible. Peter said to us, finally, be all of one mind. Have compassion one of another, love as brothers and sisters, be pitiful and be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that you are hereunto called that you should inherit a blessing. And I always ask people to forgive me if I feel, you know, I don't like to render evil for evil. And I pray God, I hope I don't do that. And if I do, I always ask God to forgive me. I hope you do too. One accord verses. Here's just a few of these. There's many verses that says this. In the book of Acts, and when the day of Pentecost, Feast of Weeks, was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And then verse 46 says, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple. So they were one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, and did eat their meat, their food, with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor, singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord Yeshua added to the church, the ecclesia, the set apart ones to God, daily such as should be saved. And let's go to Ephesians real quick. Paul tells the Ephesian servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart, as unto Messiah. So you have to be in singleness of your heart. Even, it says, not with eye service as men pleases, but as the servants of Messiah, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to Jehovah and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is the respect of persons with him. Amen. And that's something we got to always remember, this God is no respect of persons, you know. That's one thing some people, I don't know, it seems like some people don't like to discuss anything or talk it over and work things out. I'm a person that likes to work it off, you know, talk it over and work things out, which I feel that's what's probably what everyone should do. Paul told the Colossian servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. So everywhere you see the same message, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord Yeshua, and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord the Lord Messiah. But he that does wrong shall receive the wrong which he had done, and there's no respect of person. So, you know, I always say, if I've offended anyone in the past, I always ask for forgiveness to you and to God, and make so God could forgive me, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what you're supposed to do. So here's the same mind and judgment. One verse here, it says, be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend, that means come down, to men and women of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits, right? So we have to be of the same mind. Paul told the Corinthians, I beseech you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, that you all speak the same thing. And if we all don't speak the same thing, I don't know how how could you be of one mind and one spirit if you all don't speak the same thing? And that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together. Perfectly joined together. Again, if you feel like there's something we're saying wrong, come to us in a nice manner. We'll have a nice discussion and talk it over. It says that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. That's really important, the same judgment. Again, Paul writes to the Corinthians, same chapter. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. We were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat. There was nothing different. They all ate the same spiritual meat and all drank the same spiritual drink. They drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. That rock was Messiah. But there's always the people that are, obstinate. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Then we have that. So no matter what we say, you know, I don't know what else to say to people. And I call out to people throughout the 22 years of people that's been with us over 23 years. I always ask, if there's something that you think I'm saying wrong, come and call me up. We'll talk it over. We would love you to come back to the congregation, you know. I'm not against anyone in the past, whatever you've done. Paul tells the Philippians, if there be therefore any consolation in Messiah, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill you my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. He tells this to everybody. That's Philippians chapter 2. He says, I, Paul, trust in the Lord Yeshua to send Timotheus shortly unto you. Paul is sending Timotheus unto them, the Philippians, that I also may be of good comfort when you know your, when I know your estate. Timothy was going to report to him. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your estate. So he knew that Timothy was like-minded, so he could, he's going to bring the correct information back to Paul. Romans 15, Paul tells the Romans, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Messiah Yeshua, and that you may be one, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. So, again, you see this, these terms, maybe you don't notice them all the time, but I like emphasizing certain little short studies. Like-minded, one mind, one mouth. You know, I don't get, some people just want to be their own mind, their own study, their own thing. You know, one heart verses. Here's one heart. Acts 4, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. One heart and one soul. Neither said of them that aught was of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. That's back in the book of Acts. We have Chronicles. It says, all the men of war which could keep rank came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over Israel. And all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. And that's where we have to be. And I'm not trying to be the king, but we should all be of one heart and one soul. Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 30. Also in Judah, the hand of God was to give them one heart to do the commandments of the king and of the princes by the word of Jehovah. So you can't do things if you're not in one accord, one spirit, one thought. Jeremiah tells us that God said, I will give them one heart, one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and that and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts that they may not depart from me. So there it is. I will give them one heart and one way to fear God. In the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 11 says, I'll give them one heart, and I'll put my a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of your, of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances to do them, and they shall be my people, and I'll be their God. And that's the way we have to always be. We have to always, this is what God honors, when people are all in one spirit, one mind, one thought, one concept in God. And people that hide things, you know, if you hide things, which I feel some people in the past might have hid things from us, they might have had different beliefs and different scriptures or different beliefs and different parts of the doctrine, or but if they hide them, sooner or later it's going to come to a head, you know, and you're going to be gone, you know, because we're not leaving. But if you don't want to talk it over, that's your situation.
It's your soul.
Yeah. One consent. Zephaniah tells us, for then will I turn to the people of a pure language, that they may call upon me, call upon the name of Jehovah, to serve him in one consent. There's only one way to serve God. There's not two ways or not two directions or two different kinds of gods or two different ways or nothing like that. So, the same spirit, the same steps. I thought this was very interesting. 2 Corinthians, Paul told them, I desire Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? he said, walk we, me and Paul said, didn't me and Titus walk in the same spirit? Walk we not in the same steps? And that's really important. And this is a short study, but I hope you're getting something out of this. We have to be of the same mind, the same thought about God. We can't be thinking something different. Paul, who Saul, said, who really shall separate us from the love of Messiah? Who's going to separate you? Shall tribulation? How about distress? You get all distressed out. Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Or peril? Or sword? As it is written, for your sake, Father, we're killed all the day long. We are counted as a sheep for the slaughter. That's right, exactly right. Psalm 22 says, yea, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. That's where it was written. It was written in Psalm 42, going back to Romans 8:36. You see that? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Paul says, and I feel the same way, and hope you do, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, that means any other brother or sister or ex-brother and sister or anybody, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Messiah Yeshua, our Lord. And that's a short study, huh?
It's the shortest study I've ever did.
I think so.
But the message is, we have to be of one heart, one mind, one spirit, one accord, one step, one mouth, one singleness of heart, like-minded, one spirit. You know, we have to all be the same. So this is a short study for today, and I hope you got something out of it. And I say again to everybody, and not just to everyone here, but anyone, even in the past, that you know you got discouraged about something or other, and you left for some reason, call us up. Let's work it out. Let's talk it over. Let's see if we can come to an agreement. And we're all here. This is a very short study, and I hope you got something out of it. And may God bless everyone today, and may God bless the rest of this Sabbath day. We'll fellowship today and sing some songs, Lord willing, or I don't know, we'll do something here. But it's God's holy day. And we were listening, my wife and I were listening to a YouTube video today where even the Pope was saying that he knows that the Catholic Church changed the commandment, and he went into a whole big discord or dialogue, and maybe one day I'll play it for you. Saved it.
But even if somebody did the translation wrong, it's still true.
Yeah. I mean,
it's still true.
Whoever translated his Italian, it was really good.
Even if
but anyway,
it wasn't what he said,
God bless
it's still
you.
True.
And Shabbat Shalom, wow, and may God bless
awful.
The food we eat.
What he said.
And may God bless the rest of the Sabbath. True, amen. Yeah. God bless you. And I'm going to stop the audio, and we'll talk again later in an hour.
Still true.